Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action, crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, we now have trained AI sales and support agents ready to help you close more deals, reduce expenses, and free up your time for higher value tasks. To learn more, go to anabots.ai. That's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Matt Swally. Matt is the co-founder and chief business officer of OmniKey, an AI marketing technology platform that generates and optimized personalized ad creatives at scale. Powered by OmniKey's proprietary generative AI algorithms and other generative AI technologies, OmniKey's platform empowers customers to analyze performance data and design preferences of customers' target audiences and generate and manage thousands of AI-generated ads designed to drive conversions for each product and customer profile. Matt, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Thank you, Josh. So there's two in life and in technology. So I'm going to start with life here that feeds into technology. So the main thing to continue to improve and get more efficient in life is building daily habits into your routine. And there's no such thing as immediate gratification. So where are the places you want to excel? Let's just use AI for an example, since that's the hot topic. And you know, both of us have AI companies that we're part of. Every day, you need to build into your habit of doing a little bit of research, testing a new application in AI, to start to learn how it works. You know, prompt engineering is a big one. And one of the best practices I say is read the different newsletters. There's a bunch of free apps on there. Go try one, try a couple a week, figure out how it works and start implementing that into your daily routine for what works. But I've used this in life a long time. Whatever is your main goal, is it to learn a new subject? Is it to cross into a new area of business? It takes a lot of work and you have to build in daily learning and time block into your habits to succeed.
Yeah, just one step at a time. Sometimes we miss the simplicity of it is, hey, do you want to be able to run a marathon? Start by putting your shoes on. If you want to get to the next step, start by going outside. If you want to get to the next step, start by walking a mile. And you got to build that one step after the next. And that makes the end goal sometimes is overwhelming because it's so far away. But if we take those incremental steps, we get a little bit closer.
Josh, one of the most interesting things about that is you work so hard to get to that end goal that finally when you reach it, you're like, I made it. But you've worked so hard, it doesn't, you know, you got to reward yourself and be like, wow, look back and say, look what I've accomplished over the past year or two based on doing this routine every single day. The beginning days were hard and finally getting there.
There's a Chilean poet, his name is Eduardo Galeano, and he has this phrase that I memorized in Spanish, but in English, the translation is, utopia is on the horizon. Every two steps I take, it takes two steps away from me. So what's the point of utopia?
Yeah, I love it.
The point of it is just to walk the path towards it. That's the whole point.
Right.
And when somebody told me that one time, they showed me this quote and it just, you know, like everything made sense. And then it didn't all at once.
Yeah. The path is the journey.
Exactly. That's what it is. Yeah. And so let's talk a little bit about getting into AI. I know that there's 1,000 directions that we can go with this and we can kind of geek out on it, but we want to make sure that anybody that's actually listening understands what we're saying. And so I want to hear about the evolution of AI personalization, creating your own custom version of you, whether it's a GPT, whether it's an AI chatbot. Let's talk about that. And how is that impacting sales and business right now?
Yeah, it's getting closer. Some mediums, it's personalization. So back in the day, and I'm going to talk a lot on digital advertising because that's where we're at and creating ads that are more personalized for each in person. And so a long time ago, you had a bunch of data, but you weren't able to really analyze it. So the first step of AI was computer vision. It's been around for a long time. And AI is really just learning from huge trillion parameter data sets and analyzing it quick and then setting rules on what you want to pull out of it. And for example, the first set of AI really makes an impact is taking a huge data set and then figuring out what's actionable. One of the biggest challenges in the historically is like what's actionable. You look at one of your ideal customer profiles and you quickly identify like what is actually driving engagement. And in advertising, personalization is interesting because there's all these different mediums people are going. Attention spans are getting shorter and shorter. And all the platforms know the end users. So talk about Meta, Google, TikTok. They have all this data and they know what you're looking at. So right away, if you've looked at something that's golf related, it's going to serve you a bunch of ads that are golf related. So really the future of personalization and advertising is your company has to have creative and multivariate messaging that aligns with all your end people, because those platforms recognize it, what's in it, it's going to drive it. And so with AI today, in the evolution since the early days of OpenAI and DALL-E and getting through ChatGPT, everything you saw initially was a bunch of applications people were looping together and making it seem like it was easy to do. None of it's that easy to do. People get better at prompt engineering. Now we're entering a place where we're still in the early stages, but people are finally figuring out verticalized solutions, meaning like it's in a workflow. They're figuring out what are the inputs. And it's really like today, 10% human input on the front. AI can do a lot of the 80 middle percent. The last 10% is a human review, edit, approve, especially with all these challenges with bias and all the data sets that are getting analyzed and the rules constantly changing. And so you can put these inputs in based on data. You can figure out what are those key personas, what's the product, where's the location, geography, and AI is going to make it really easy to make it more personalized. It's going to prompt a script or an image or a video that aligns with those inputs, and it's going to deliver something in minutes versus in the historically, it could take a planning cycle 4 months in advertising. And that's really where we're at today, is moving fast, reacting much quicker to data, getting more micro segmented and personalized for each of your customer profiles. You could have 10 different customer profiles. In advertising, it's not one-to-one personalization yet. You know, email can be, but we will be there very soon as we continually figure out this workflow and you get access to better data and you can predict better, more and more.
And so there's something you said in there that really stands out to me that I want to shine a light on. You said there's a 10% input from a human, and then AI can do 80% of the work, and then there's that 10% quality review from a human.
Right.
And that makes a lot of sense. And I think what happens sometimes is we're either skipping that first 10% or we're skipping that last 10%. I think that's by right. Now, anybody listening to this podcast has at least kind of doodled around with ChatGPT at a minimum.
Yeah.
And sometimes just enough for you to look at it and be like, oh, that's dog shit. I'm not going to use that. You know, like AI sucks or whatever. But AI doesn't suck. And I'm not going to say you suck, you know, but we have to be loyal to that. The human has to really initiate it at this point. The human has to terminate it at this point.
Right.
And as you were talking, one of the examples that stood out to me, and I'd love to hear your commentary on this. Data itself is not enough to get more sales. Right. We can't just interpret the data and increase our sales. And the best example I can give, and I'd love to have you comment on this. Anytime I go to Facebook, and sometimes I buy stuff off of Facebook. I bought a pair of shoes recently. And it was a very special kind of shoe, like a barefoot kind of shoe.
Yeah.
And I bought the shoes. And then 30 seconds later, I saw an ad for a different brand of barefoot shoes. And I'm like, I already have them. Like, I don't need more. And then it was like the rest of the day and all into the next day. It's like, well, maybe you want these barefoot shoes. Maybe you want these barefoot shoes. Like, no, I already got some. I don't need any more. That's where, hey, I got a 10% human input. The AI was like, oh, you must like this. But there wasn't that human at the end to say, no, dude, he already got the barefoot shoes. Maybe sell him a hat or something related to it, you know?
Yeah, that's part of the technology those platforms have today. So they recognize what you've liked and they think all of a sudden, Josh, you want a bunch of barefoot shoes. So it's going to keep showing you those and retargeting you those. But that's really the next stage of advertising, is figuring out those complementary products, like a hat that goes with the shoes. And the technologies aren't completely there yet, but that is like the next step of the evolution, is getting more granular. What are those complementary products that you could go see, and then delivering like those? But the technology within the platforms are not there yet. So you're going to see a bunch of barefoot shoes. But the key component, Josh, is the person selling barefoot shoes has to have enough creative that is more aligned with your interest. Like if it gives you a pair of like barefoot shoes for working out, and you want a barefoot shoes for, you know, the beach or running or something, then it's missed. So they have to have enough creative that would get sent to you something similar to what you like.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And the other thing that, you know, being a guy that's like elbow deep into this AI stuff right now, the most important thing that I heard there is, as fascinating and incredible and life-changing as AI is, there are certain things that just aren't there yet.
Right. Yeah. And like we mentioned earlier at the very beginning, building the daily habits, you have to start learning how to prompt it. You know, they keep saying prompt engineering is like the next skill. Well, the technologies keep getting better and making it easier, but you really have to keep figuring out how do I message to artificial intelligence to get a good result? Because not every time you're going to get a good result. Many times you could spend a lot of time just testing, trial and error, and realize, oh, I'm going down a bad path here. And that's really where we keep working on our technology to simplify all that with our own prompts and algorithms, so that that end user doesn't have to do it. Because if you don't spend the time, you're going to miss. You might get lucky one time, but you could spend more time using AI than you would in a manual process.
Well, it's the same thing with marketing and advertising. I've spent days in a secluded cabin with a group of people who are spending millions of dollars on Meta ads. Yeah. And when you ask, like, what's the secret formula for creating the best Facebook or Instagram ad? Their answers are, I don't know. We got to put stuff out there, and we got to put like 7 or 8 different iterations. And the thing that we're sure is going to crush just dies. And the thing that we just threw out there on a whim slays. And it really is a matter of, we've got to get out there and we've got to test things. We've got to try it out. We've got to see what works.
Yeah, Josh, you're right. So creative today has a number of different layers. You said earlier, avatars is another one. So you can have a personalized script. Josh, you could have an AI avatar of yourself. You've probably already done this possibly. And then you can just feed it the script and it's going to write, you know, it's going to speak just like you. And then you can go broadcast that on organic social and everything in seconds. So like, you want to be testing potentially that. You also want to be testing user-generated content, real human beings speaking, and that will be fed faster by AI. Then you want to be testing short form video, long form video, and images. So you have to be testing all those, which makes creative like content very complicated.
Indeed. Indeed. So tell us a little bit more. This is a great segue into what OmniKey does. And so everything that you just built up is like, dude, that sounds like a lot of work. I don't know if I want to do all of that. So tell us a little bit about what you actually do.
Yeah. So the first thing is, I mentioned earlier, attention spans of people are getting shorter and shorter. So they're going all these different places. So we built this single pane of glass that pulls in data from all the major social channels. So Meta, Google, TikTok, LinkedIn, X, Reddit, et cetera. And it's a single place to figure out today, what is your performance and where should you spend money? The second step is, we analyze all the ads with computer vision. That was one of the forms of technology we mentioned earlier. So it identifies how many people are in it. What are the colors? What's the value prop? Is it a question, hook, statement? Is it a product? Is it a person experience thing? And we take those learnings, and you have this performance data, like how many people have clicked on each ad for an audience. And you're able to quantify what is driving performance over the past 7 days or month. And those direct attributes will go into future creative production. So we built this workflow that feeds the actionable data plus your brand standards and product photos, and allows you to create content in all the different dimensions that the different mediums like platforms take. So we really save 5 times efficiency, and then you can see a substantial performance uplift by having like 10 times the amount of content, because you'll have content for all those different audiences. For your new products, you can react to what's happening in the news. If there's something positive for your brand, you want to be the first to react, and that's what we do.
Excellent. And so who is the ideal type of client to engage with you? Like, what kind of product do they or service do they sell, and where can they go to learn more?
Yeah. So direct to consumer, anyone selling something online, like you mentioned, you saw that ad for like a barefoot shoe earlier. We do agencies as well, consumer product goods. We still do some SaaS. So really in those different verticals, and you can reach us at www.omniky.com. You can schedule a demo there, or you can reach out to me at matt@omniky.com or Matt Swally on LinkedIn.
Excellent. Hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Matt Swally, for coming on, joining us, sharing some wisdom about how he gets stuff done and how AI can help you get stuff done too. For those of you who are interested in learning more about his service, you can go to omniky.com. That's omniky.com. And whether you're on your morning commute, in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you're looking to boost your sales, cut your costs, and free up your time for higher value tasks, get yourself an Anabot. Would be a nice compliment to your OmniKey. Learn more at anabots.ai. Hey, that's it for this episode. Let's get to work.
Thank you, Josh.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.